Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, sir. In 2016, there was an expert seminar on right to seeds and intellectual property rights, and this was held here at the UN with Switzerland and Bolivia co-organizing. There is a publication in the room on this. It's true that there are ways of recognizing this right without referring to intellectual property rights. Ways of protecting peasants and other people working in rural areas to the greatest possible extent. Now, to reply to what was said yesterday about fragmentation of international law and the fact that this forum is allegedly not the right one to discuss traditional knowledge. Obviously, the right to seeds and traditional knowledge have been recognized exactly in the same way as Article 19(2) for indigenous peoples in the United Nations Declaration on Indigenous Peoples. This proves that this is indeed the appropriate forum to discuss this, and this argument could be repeated for all the elements of the declaration. The right to health is discussed in WHO, the right to food in FAO, the right to education in UNESCO, etc. So if we follow this logic, then this council would have nothing to say on any of the subjects of concern to us. So I think we have to refer to mutual strengthening rather than to fragmentation. That is where our focus should be. And if we're talking about mutually strengthening our positions, the comments of Switzerland are that we should be in line with international law. I think this is not in other articles, 28(2), for instance, which was already discussed and will be discussed again this afternoon or tomorrow. Obviously, this declaration has to be aligned with the International Declaration on Human Rights as it exists. It cannot run counter to it. It has to be aligned with international law. And however, when it comes to international property rights, there's a danger because there might be a contradiction between the two. And if international property law under international law prevails, then I don't think it is our prerogative to ensure that international property law prevails over human rights and the right to food. We've been discussing right to health and access to food, which was recognized in 2001, and nobody said, was this in agreement with international property rights? We affirmed the right to health and the right to medicines, especially for those living with HIV/AIDS, and then it was in WTO and that states agreed on a compromise between the right to access to drugs and intellectual property rights. I think it's dangerous now to look at intellectual property rights, which after all protect enterprises, to look at that within the Human Rights Council. Thank you.